When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Coming up on 119 Thursday afternoon here on WGN, Anna DeVlantis here with you, and Grant DePorter is also with us, the president owner of the Harry Caray's Restaurant Group. Lots of stuff to ask you about, Grant. I know you're going to be involved in the festivities over at Wrigley later this afternoon, and Harry Caray's got called out for having an ugly building. But first, how are you? How you doing, my friend?
All right, Anna, how are you?
Okay, I'm okay. Yeah, it's there's a lot going on in the city today. Both the somber part of things with the Officer French funeral on the south side. North side's going to be later this afternoon. Very positive things going on with the Cubs and that sort of thing. You're going over there, right, Grant?
Right. Yeah, they're doing the rededication of Wrigley Field today, and I think they're also going to unveil their Cubs Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Very fun. Are you gonna pull out any of your trivia? Because you are like the guy who just knows every piece of Cubs trivia possible.
I do. I could go on for hours, and I don't think you have enough time on your show today to talk about my Cubs trivia. But yeah, I am also a big collector of Cubs memorabilia, which, you know, we have the Chicago Sports Museum. Mm-hmm. So I'm always looking for. One time I found six beer bottles that were buried underneath Wrigley Field that were put in there around 1800-something.
Get out.
Yes. You never know what you find over there.
No, you don't. And when they're renovating, all kinds of things, I'm sure, were found. That was quite a process. So they'll be celebrating that, rededicating the ballpark, and introducing the Hall of Fame as well. So it should be fun times over there. But one of the things I really want to ask you about, Grant, is this. I was listening to Bob Surratt's show this morning, and they had the guy on who is launching the Ugly Buildings Tour of Chicago. And the Ugly Building, let's spotlight our beautiful buildings, but I guess he's saying we already do that with the architectural tour and all these other tours we do. We're known for that, the great architecture in this city. But he says that, okay, so this he does this walking tour of all the ugly buildings. The House of Blues is on it. There's a downtown parking garage that's on this tour. Lots of other places that most people would say, yeah, you know what, that's not a great building. But then Harry Caray's, your building over there on Kinsey Street, made the list. I don't know. I'm not sure it deserves it, Grant. What do you think?
Well, I'm not sure what his qualifications are to judge buildings, but, our building was declared by both the Chicago Sun-Times and the Chicago Tribune as one of the finest examples of Dutch Renaissance architecture in the entire country.
Oh.
Our architect was Henry Ives Cobb. He was a very famous Chicago architect that worked on the Columbian Exposition, the World's Fair, with Daniel Burnham, and he also did the Chicago Historical Society and a lot of famous buildings in the city. And we were landmarked in 2001, and one of the landmark commissioners was Michelle Obama. Well, Michelle Obama thought we were worthy of being landmarked. Dutch Renaissance architecture, if you don't know, like I was in Belgium and the Netherlands, and you see buildings like ours there, but you don't see buildings like ours in this country. We have like the windows are like have sunbursts on them with red brick and limestone, and we have a lot of stepped gables up on our roof line. The building originally was built in 1895 for the Chicago Varnish Company. It was like a very rich company wanted to showcase their fine varnishes, and they made it a Dutch Renaissance style because the Chicago River was close to us, and there's water and the Netherlands, and so it was a little nod to the river. And then we've had a lot of famous people own our building over the years as well. But, I was a little surprised to see us in that story. But sometimes people like the contrarian approach. You know, when everyone says the building's amazing, and then one guy says it's the reverse, but he also said he tries creating conversation by saying those things.
Yeah, and I think when he was talking with Bob this morning, he said, well, there are two different colors of brick, and you're right. He wants to spark. He knows a lot about architecture. He's a docent, and I think he likes to spark the conversations exactly as you point out. He'll talk about Dutch Renaissance period, and he'll start people talking about our architecture, and that's a win-win, I'd say. Plus, people go over to Harry Caray's, and then they can enjoy some of your fine steaks and salads, by the way, which I'm craving. I got to get by there and check it out again. Are you doing the potato chips Grant? Do you have the dip ones,
yeah,
the chocolate dip?
Yeah, we sell the potato chips. We have both the regular and the chocolate-covered ones, and we're selling a lot of those chips right now. And, so that's the business we want to grow with, I guess. Northwestern University, their business school students have been advising us on how to take that to the next level. Mm-hmm. So we had a session with them for 3 hours last night. But people love our chips.
Oh, my gosh, they do. And the next level means what? You're going to start marketing them globally pretty soon?
Well, just get people more aware of them. It's a real Chicago. You know, you have Garrett's Popcorn and Eli's Cheesecake. But our potato chips, you know, we've gone through, I don't know, it feels like millions of pounds over the years since 1987. You know, Harry liked to drink a lot of beer, and he thought the best thing to go with beer was these potato chips. So, you know, we serve them at all the restaurants, and they've been a real hit since day one. So we just think that maybe we could keep growing that potato chip business.
Yeah, I think that there's a market for that for sure. They're delish. You mentioned some famous owners, prior owners. Can you name any for us, Grant?
Well, sure. I mean, the longest-term owner of our building, besides Dutchie Carey, and well, currently Dutchie Carey, Bob Costas, and Ryan Sandberg and Marv Levy own our building. But from 1939 to 1969, Frank Nitti, Capone's enforcer, and his wife Annette owned our building. And then prior to that, one of Capone's liquor distributors owned our building right around Prohibition time. But then if you go all the way back 200 years on our property, you might not know there's 20,800 blocks in the city of Chicago, all given a number. Mm-hmm. But our block is number one. We're the very first block. Why? Because the very first doctor from Chicago arrived by canoe 200 years ago and made his home on our property. And then we're owned by the first mayor, William B. Ogden, the first doctor, the first lawyer, the first brewer, which Harry would have liked. The first marriage in Chicago is on our property.
Man.
And Abraham Lincoln's law partner, Grant Goodrich, owned our property. He's the one that founded Northwestern University and made Evanston dry for about 100 years.
Oh, wow. What a history. Are you going to be part of this tour? Has he invited you to step outside yet, Grant, and explain everything you're explaining to us now?
No, he hasn't knocked on our door yet. I'd be happy to talk to him. I think he's just having some fun. You know, Harry was a very out there, loud type of guy. And our building, you know, it's like Harry liked to live life loud. And our building kind of matches Harry's style because it is, you do see it. It is it's not subtle, our building, that's for sure. But it just seems like you always keep finding stuff in the walls here, too. You know, we found one of Frank Nitti's family address books and buried in a wall with mobster home phone numbers in it and aldermen and elected officials.
Oh.
Recently, I opened up a wall and I found newspapers the day that beer was made legal in 1933. I guess they were celebrating and had some extra newspapers.
That is so cool, Grant. It's amazing that one property. Maybe perhaps that's why he chose it, because he's aware of some of that stuff, and it just, again, it's part of the conversation. I also noticed, Grant, you've got outdoor space now too, so I want to mention that because I was walking by and I said, "Oh my gosh, I got to sit out there. Looks great."
Yeah, we have a huge outdoor space. Marina City, our adjacent neighbor, was very nice to us and gave us a very big patio, just to help us during these last couple of years with. When people wanting to be outside. So thank you, Marina City, for doing that.
Yeah, thanks to them, because it looks awesome and it's great to be outside. Some people are more comfortable eating outside right now. So that's a good thing to have. You're open, normal hours, Grant, all of that?
Dinner hours. We're Navy Pier and Water Tower Place have lunch, but a lot of the office buildings still around us in River North are still empty. So we're going to wait to do lunch here. But we're open for dinner everywhere.
Yeah. It's good. We'll stop on by Harry Carey's, remark on the building, and Grant can give you a history lesson as well if you happen to be there. Have fun at the rededication over at Wrigley today, Grant.
Well, thanks, Anna.
And thank you for joining. And it's good to hear your voice. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Grant DePorter, the proprietor over at Harry Carey's, the president of the Harry Carey's Restaurant Group.